considered as the rightful property. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Of someone or two or other of their daughters. My dear Mr. Bennett asked this lady to him one day, "Have you heard that Netherfield Park is let at last?" Mr. Bennett replied that he had not. "But it is," returned she, "for Mrs. Long has just been here, and she told me all about it." Mr. Bennett made no answer. "Do you not want to know who has taken it?" cried his wife impatiently. "You want to tell me, and I have no objection to hearing it." This was invitation enough. "Why, my dear, you must know, Mrs. Long says that Netherfield is taken by a young man of large fortune from the north of England, that he came down on Monday in a chaise and four to see the place, and was so much delighted that he agreed with Mr. Morris immediately that he is to take possession before Michaelmas, and some of his servants are to be in the house by the end of next week. What is his name?
Is not a bit better than the others, and I am sure she is.
Tomorrow. Pleasant countenance and easy, unaffected manners. as much gratified by this as her mother could be. which was all they had yet learned to take, which was all they had yet learned to care for at a ball. They returned, therefore, in good spirits to Longbourn, the village where they lived, and of which they were the principal inhabitants. They found Mr. Bennet still up with a book. He was regardless of time, and on the present occasion, he had a good deal of curiosity such splendid expectations. He had rather hoped that all his wife's views on the stranger would be disappointed, but he soon found they had a very different story to hear. "Oh, my dear Mr. Bennet," as she entered the room, "we had had a most delightful evening, a most excellent ball. I wish you had no.